So let's review. The Gemara earlier brought the machlekes Simchas v'Rabbanan regarding Tzroiris Kirachayu. If an animal kicks up stones as it walks and the stones cause damage, Simchas holds Tzroiris Mashal Nezik Shalem. He pays full damages, while the Rabbanan maintains Tzroiris Chatzin Nezik. He pays only half damages. The Gemara now inquires, Chatzin Nezik Tzroiris, according to the Rabbanan's opinion that one pays only half damages for Tzroiris, Megufa Mishalem? D'la'ashkechen Chatzin Nezik de Mishalem Aliyah? Does he pay Chatzin Nezik only up to the value of the damaging animal, similar to the Chatzin Nezik of a Shur Tam? Or Ma'aliyah Mishalem? D'la'ashkechen Ke'urche de Mishalem Megufa? He must pay the entire Chatzin Nezik from his pocket, regardless of the value of the animal, similar to the payments for other ordinary damages of Regal. The Gemara cites a Mishnah to resolve this issue. Ha'kelev shenotel charara, v'holech legodesh v'ochel ha'charara, v'hidlik es ha'godesh. If a dog snatches a hot biscuit and eats it near a stack of grain, and a coal, which is stuck to the biscuit, sets the stack on fire. Ala charara mishalm nezik shalom, v'ala godesh mishalm chatzin nezik. The owner pays full damages for the biscuit, because it's a case of shein, and only pays half damages for the stack of grain. The Gemara points out that the payment of chatzin nezik indicates the havilut tzroiris. The damage to the godish is classified as tzroiris, and as Rashi explains, because the kelev puts the coal down here, and the fire spreads elsewhere like the stones that flew and damaged. And since a brisa adds mishalem megufay, the payment for the godish may not exceed the value of the dog, this seems to resolve our question that chatzin nezik tzroiris megufa mishalem. However, this does not explain the opinion of Rebbe Lazar, also cited in the brisa, that ala godish mishalem nezik shalem megufay. He pays full damages for the gadish, yet only megufay. And as the Gemara points out, nezik shalom megufay mi'ashkechan, there is no precedent that full damages for ordinary expected damages are only collected megufay. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the machlekes Tanakam v'Rebbe Elazar as follows. And as Rashi explains in the first pshat, regarding regular tzreiris kirachayu, both hold like the Rabbanan that tzreiris chatzin nezik. However, the Mishnah of Hakelev Shenotel Charara is not a case of regular tzreiris. Rather, b'dishani b'tzreiris, v'ayayit. The animal placed the charara on the godish deliberately, and after damaging in this unusual manner three times, it becomes a mu'id, and it is considered orche. Therefore, Rebbe Lazar holds ala godish misham nezik shalom megufay. He pays nezik shalom because nafka mitolda the regal, v'nasa telada the karen. Regular tzreiris is considered regal, but this unusual tzreiris is considered a form of karen which pays nezik shalom after becoming a mu'id. This is referred to as yesh hadal litzreiris. A tzreiris mishunah becomes a mu'ud after three times to pay nezik shalom because it's karen, and the halacha l'meshe mesina which reduces nezik shalom to chatzin nezik does not apply because it's not like regular tzreiris, which is regal. And that which Rebbe Lazar says migufoy, he means that half of the damages are still paid migufoy, because Rebbe Lazar agrees with the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda that tzad tamas b'mkoymai medes. A mu'ud always pays the first half of the damages migufoy, as he would have had as a tam, and the second half min aliyah. However, the Tanakama holds ala godish mishalm chatzin nezik because ein hadol tzreiris. Tzreiris mishunah does not become a mu'ud to pay nezik shalom because hainami deshani va'ayayid lechame mimu'ud mitchilasai. Tzreiris mishunah de'ayayid is no different than tzreiris kiruchayu, where logically he would be liable for nezik shalom, and the halacha l'mishum sinai, which reduces nezik shalom to chatzin nezik, does apply because it's nevertheless tzreiris. According to this explanation, the Tanakama, the Braisa, clearly indicates tzreiris kiruchayu migufa mishalom. But there is no raya according to Rebbe Lazar, because according to him, this is not a case of regular tzreiris. However, the Gemara asks that since bai Rava, yesh hadol tzreiris, ein hadol tzreiris, since Rava posed this very question, clearly he did not understand this to be an explicit machlekes tanoim. Therefore, the Gemara suggests an alternate explanation of their machlekes. Regarding regular tzreiris kirachayu, both hold like sumchas that tzreiris nezik shalom. However, the Mishnah of Hakelev Shnatel Charara is not a case of regular tzreiris. Rather, b'dishani b'tzreiris v'lo yayayit. The animal placed the charara on the godish deliberately. However, this is the first or second time and it is still a tam. Therefore, the Tanakama holds, ala godish misham chatzin nezik megufay kikaren. He only pays half damages because it's a form of karen, and also megufa like every karen of a tam. However, Belazar holds ala godish misham nezik shalom megufay because sovala kerb tarfin, the amma mishun karen b'chatzin ha-nezik nezik shalom mishalom. Rebbe Lazar holds that even a tam pays full damages for Karen that takes place in the victim's property. However, Belazar agrees that he only pays Megufa because he derives this halacha from a kavachayim mekaren b'shus harabim, by reasoning that karen b'shus hanizik is more culpable than karen b'shus harabim. Therefore, daya lava min adin lis kenidin is not more stringent than its source, and it also pays only Megufa because it's a tam. According to this interpretation, however, there is no indication to resolve our original inquiry whether Tzoris Ki or Chayu pay Megufa or Minaliyah, because according to both opinions, this is not a case of regular Tzoris. The Gemara now wants to show that whether Yeshadol Tzoris is perhaps a Machlokes Tanoim. A Braisa states, Behemah she'etila galalam le'isa, if an animal relieved itself over a doe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mesham Nezik Shalom, the owner is fully liable for the doe. While Rabbi Elazar Omer, Chatzi Nezik, he only pays half damages. The Gemara assumes, Meshunahi, this is an unusual action. Therefore, we must be discussing the Avik Lasa Zimni. The animal did this three times and became a Mu'at. Accordingly, the Machlekes is whether Yeshadol Etzraris and he pays Nezik Shalom, or Ein Hadol Etzraris and he only pays Chatzi Nezik. The Gemara responds, Didachik Le'alma. The animal's movements were restricted, and so it was normal behavior under the circumstances. And machlekes sumchas v'rabbanan. The machlekes is whether one is fully liable for ordinary tzoris. However, the Braisa discussed this particular case because we might have thought galalim hoylu baser gufi gririn kegufi dami. An animal relieving itself is a direct bodily action. The Braisa therefore teaches us that it is indeed a case of tzoris. The Gemara cites another Braisa. If a chicken stuck its head into a glass utensil and squeaked, thereby breaking it, mishalom nezik shalom, the owner pays full damages. However, ami be rav sus chetzana fachamor shenar b'shibas akelim mishalom chatzi nezik. If a horse neighed or a donkey brayed and thereby broke a utensil, the owner pays only half damages. Here too, the Gemara assumes mishunahi. This is an unusual action. Therefore, we must be discussing the Avik Lasa Zimni. The animal did this three times and became mu'ud. Accordingly, the machlekes is whether Yeshadol Etzraris, and so he is fully liable, or Inadol Etzraris, and he only pays Chatzi Nezik. The Gemara answers, the Ispe Bizrani. There were seeds in the glass utensil, and so it was normal behavior under those circumstances. And machlekes Simchas Rabbanan. The machlekes is whether one is fully liable for ordinary Etzraris. The Gemara continues discussing the halachas of Tzoris on Daf Yud Tes.